We provide funding to local experts here in the community. They are the ones that are actually providing that direct services to the families. We're not the ones doing the programs itself. It's the local experts. So they are the ones going to the families, to their homes, in group sessions, whatever the needs may be for the families. We're all, these services are provided all throughout Yuma County.
Talk a little bit about then, first things first, presence in Yuma County. What agencies have you worked with, and where can we see some results of what's happened here?
Well, we are funding at several agencies. We have a total of 21 programs that are being funded through First Things First. Let me give you an example. Some of them are like Easter Seals Blake Foundation, Child and Family Resources, the U of A Cooperative Extension, PBS, that, to name a few, also the Community Food Bank. So there's quite a few, and of course, school districts. And private, also child care providers.
And this is all so that projects can be conceived of and managed within the communities where there is the need.
Exactly. And so we are trying to meet the needs of our community. So because the children of Phoenix and Tucson may have different needs in here in Yuma County.
That's the purpose of the town halls here in Southwest Arizona. There'll be three of them, one in Welton, one in Somerton, and one here in Yuma. What are you hoping to hear, and who are you hoping will come?
We're inviting key leaders of the community and, of course, the community in general itself. We're going to gather the data of the people that are attending and then be able to find out of those needs, what are the three main priorities that we need to concentrate on. And this information will be passed on to our regional partnership council. They are the ones, a group of volunteers who are making the decisions here locally. And it's a total of $21 million that are being allocated through the next 4 years. It's critical and it's so important that we get the community input.
And as you said, it's $21 million over the next 4 years, and we should be clear, that's because the First Things First budget is on this four-year cycle. So you're actually planning the future of this county
exactly.
With this budget.
Exactly. That's what is happening. That's why it's critical that we invite, that we're inviting all key leaders, community members.
Now, talk a little bit about why it might be important for an area like Welton or Somerton to get involved in this process, because a lot of times it seems like it's hard for the dollars to filter into the more rural areas.
Well, one of the things is that very important for everybody to know, the services that are provided through First Things First are county-wide. So why is it important that, say, for example, the people from Welton attend? Their needs of those families in Welton are very different than the ones in Yuma. So we want to make sure that we capture that data from them too. And same thing with San Luis. South County is totally different than Welton or Yuma. And this is the only way we can find out what are the needs of this community.
All right, that's Nana Garcia. She's the Community Outreach Director for First Things First here in Yuma County. Thank you very much.